On a Beaver Fever Friday, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU volleyball team opened up conference play earlier this week at the University of Mary. After the match, had a chance to visit with Laura Carlson, junior libero from Hutchinson.
BSU volleyball team opened up the conference season earlier this week, lost to the University of Mary 3-1. It's kind of a rough Tuesday night trip, isn't it?
Yes, it is very rough. We came in, obviously, pretty confident because in the past we have beat Mary. And this is a team in our conference that we should have taken advantage of and came out with a win. But obviously there's things we need to work on, and that's what we're going to be doing in this next practice.
What's different from non-conference to conference, be it mentality, be it whatever?
Well, we said before the game, this is where the season starts because this is basically, well, this is our record now. And before it was, we'd go into the tournament and these are the things we need to work on, and it's okay, you know, we come out with a loss and we know what we have to work on our upcoming practices. But now it's like we should have came out with the things that we had worked on, and we should have executed better, but we didn't.
Coach was quoted as saying, "We have the skill and personnel to compete in matches. As a team, we have flashes of brilliance." That's high praise for a team that lost 3-1. How good did you play in those flashes of brilliance?
There were a few runs we were doing really well, and we had a lot of motivation, and we were just excited about winning. And then for some reason, this just kind of seems like the BSU volleyball thing. We go up and down. It's just a roller coaster ride constantly, and that's one thing that we just need to get a grip on, and we need to figure it out.
Taking a step back now, looking back at the early part of the season with the preseason practices and everything, are you personally to the point where you want to be right now?
Personally, I don't think I'm ever going to be to the point where I really want to be. That's just kind of the person that I am. But I know there's a lot of things I need to work on, and as a captain and a leader, there's a lot of things I need to work on in that aspect as well.
You guys return home this weekend. How much easier does it make it when you are playing at home as opposed to getting on a bus and leaving all every time?
It's a lot easier, but it's also a little bit nerve-wracking just because we are in front of a home crowd. But at the same time, it's also positive because we have the crowd to feed off of and everyone's there watching us. But it makes us have to work that much harder so we can pull out a win in front of our home fans.
You guys have certainly played Moorhead and Crookston enough that you know what to expect out of them. What do you expect out of them?
Well, Moorhead is definitely a very good team, and we have to expect to play our full potential against them. And Crookston has been improving throughout the years, basically like a Mary team. So we have to come out with knowing that both of these teams are going to give us a run for our money. So
good luck this weekend.
Thank you very much.
For more information about the BSU volleyball team, log on to BSUBeavers.com. More of Midday Live is coming up on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.